Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police continue to investigate the more than 15 recent armed robberies on the north side. We told you about those yesterday, but now a new warning about a crew hitting auto parts stores. The details from WBBM's Dave Berner.
The most recent incident happened on West North Avenue near Laverne in the Austin neighborhood. Police say the offender came to the counter of an auto parts store to inquire about a vehicle part, and then he pulled out a semi-automatic handgun. Police think he was arriving and leaving in a silver sedan, maybe a Mercedes. Witnesses describe the man as in his 20s, about 6 feet tall, dark complexion, and wearing what have been described as very clean Nikes. He had a tattoo under his right eye and on his right hand. Similar robberies have taken place in the 1400 block of North Coster, the 2200 block of North Cicero, and the 4000 block of West Hirsch. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Police are also looking into a deadly stabbing incident in the Pilsen neighborhood this morning. Police responded to the 1600 block of Loomis around 4:15, where they found a 23-year-old man with stab wounds to the back, stomach, and shoulder. He was pronounced dead on the scene. No one is in custody.
A rally held at Chicago Police Headquarters called for the firing of the officers involved in the deadly shooting of Dexter Reed.
A group of protesters gathered outside of CPD headquarters ahead of a scheduled police board meeting in support of 26-year-old Dexter Reed, who was shot by a CPD tactical team after being pulled over for a traffic stop, where, according to an investigation, Reed shot first. Mark Clemens with the Chicago Torture Justice Center plans to bring demands directly to the board meeting.
We want those cops who murdered Dexter Reed, the cops who lynched Dexter Reed with 96 shots. We want those cops fired. We want those cops convicted.
The head of the Civilian Office of Police Accountability has called on CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling to strip the officers of their police powers. Protesters are asking Mayor Brandon Johnson to step in. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Later this morning, the Chicago City Council is expected to vote on Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for $70 million for migrant care. This comes after the council chose to defer that vote on Wednesday. Even though the number of migrants coming into the city has slowed, they want to be prepared for any sudden increases. The special council meeting is set for 12:45 this afternoon.
After protests blocked traffic into O'Hare earlier this week, an Illinois lawmaker is proposing legislation that would make similar actions a felony.
The demonstration by pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the I-190 ramp towards O'Hare's domestic terminals, causing major traffic delays in the area and frustrating travelers. Now, Republican Representative Dan Ugosti from West Suburban Geneva filed legislation to amend the Illinois Public Demonstrations Law. Titled Bill 5819, the legislation would make it a Class 4 felony for protesters to block busy roadways or when protests prevent free passage of emergency responders. Ugosti's bill has been referred to the Rules Committee. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 12-year-old girl from Joliet died after taking what investigators believe was a combination of heroin and fentanyl. Last Sunday, 35-year-old Colette Bancroft found her daughter unresponsive in their home in the 1500 block of East Washington Street. Joliet Police Sergeant Dwayne English recounts the incident.
Officers learned that Bancroft and her daughter shared that the bedroom where the victim was located. And during the investigation, officers recovered suspected heroin and fentanyl from Bancroft's purse, and she was eventually placed into custody without incident. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services was notified about the incident at that time.
Police say the girl's mother was charged with possession of controlled substance, and more charges are possible as their investigation continues.
An elementary school in Lafayette, Indiana, will be the first in the state to have a four-day school week starting this fall.
Vinton Elementary students will have classes from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Cindy Preston, the principal, spoke to CBS 4 Indianapolis.
A lot of parents are like, this is not going to work for our families, and we understand that. And those families have the opportunity to transfer to another one of our buildings.
Teachers will have six professional development days. A statement from the school board says this adjustment comes after careful consideration and planning, aiming to enhance the overall educational experience for our students while promoting a healthy work-life balance for families and staff alike. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The DuPage County Board wants to question the county clerk about two election invoices.
The DuPage County Board says it needs to hear from County Clerk Jean Kaczmarek because it appears she's not following state law. The Daily Herald says the board wants to know about two no-bid election invoices totaling more than $250,000. The paper says DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin has pointed out that a 1990 law requires that county purchases with public funds should be put out for bid. The paper says Kaczmarek declined to comment this week, saying she'll have a statement next week. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
A popular, longtime restaurant in Lincoln Square will serve its final meal later this month.
Cafe Selle Marie opened in 1983. Since then, the cafe bakery has served upscale American comfort food, plus an array of pastries, desserts, and coffee. Now, owner Brigitte Kobayashi tells Channel 2 she is set to retire, and the restaurant's last day of business will be April 27th. A post on Cafe Selle Marie's Facebook page thanks customers for, quote, a wonderful, magical era of Selle Marie in the square. Roger Plummer, News Radio. 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Fire Department is investigating what caused a fire in the Brighton Park neighborhood. Early this morning, around 2, firefighters responded to a fire on West 47th Street near South Sacramento. It was put out in about 25 minutes. No injuries are reported.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.